This absurd order, which flew in the face of human nature in so obvious a way, was impossible to enforce. Officers, especially those who hated the Germans, tried anyway. Webster was amused by the intensity of Lieutenant Foley's feelings. He wrote that Foley had become such a fiend on the non-fraternization policy that he ordered all butts field-stripped, that is, torn apart and scattered, so that the Germans might derive no pleasure from American tobacco. Webster also recalled the time that he and Foley were picking out houses for the night. As we walked around to the backyard for a closer inspection, we were greeted with a horrifying spectacle that aroused all the non-fraternization fervor in Foley. Two infantrymen sociably chatting with a couple of Fräulein. Unspeakable, outrageous, unmilitary, forbidden. Lieutenant Foley gave them hell and bade them be on their way. With the resigned air of men who knew the barren futility of the non-fraternization policy, the gallants sulkily departed. It is worth pausing here to see the Americans as conquerors through the microcosm of E Company. They took what they wanted, but by no means did they rape, loot, pillage, and burn their way through Germany. If they did not respect property rights, in the sense that they commandeered their nightly billets without compensation, at least when the Germans moved back in after they left, the place was more or less intact. Of course, there were some rapes, some mistreatment of individual Germans, and some looting. But it is simple fact to state that other conquering armies in World War II, perhaps most of all the Russian, but including the Japanese and German, acted differently. Webster told a story that speaks to the point. Reese, who was more intent on finding women than in trading for eggs, and I, made another expedition, a mile west to a larger village where there were no GIs. Like McCreary, Reese tended to show an impatience with hens and a strong interest in skirts. Regardless of age or appearance, he'd tell me, "There's a nice one. Boy, that's a honey. Speak to her, Webb, goddamn." Since I was shy, however, and those females invariably looked about as sociable as a fresh iceberg, I ignored his panting plaints. Besides, the Fraus weren't apt to be friendly in public, where the neighbors could see them. Maybe indoors or at night. Finally, we came to a farm where a buxom peasant lass greeted us. Reese smiled. After I had gotten some eggs, Reese, who kept winking at her, gave her a cigarette and a chocolate bar, and, as love bloomed in the garden of D-Ration, a newly issued food package, and Chelsea's, I backed out of the door and waited in the sun.